Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I just say your name and your title.
Allison Doherty, I'm the senior events manager at the Roslyn Bid.
At the Roslyn Bid, which is hosting Roslyn Cinema. It's going to be, the annual free outdoor screenings there at Gateway Park. I believe it starts at 5 p.m. every Friday, starting this Friday for the next 4 weeks. So we figured we'd have you on. Before we get to the lineup itself, because there's some really, really fun popcorn movies that are coming up, just sort of set the stage with big picture. Like, how long has Roslyn Cinema been around? Why is it so much fun?
Absolutely. So it's a long-standing movie night here in Roslyn. We've been doing movies. I don't know the exact number of years, but I believe it could be around 10, maybe longer. I can get back to you on totals. But it's a long-standing tradition. We've had families grow up and meet up in Roslyn for our movie nights in the summer. And last year, in 2022, we had our March Movie Madness, which was kind of like a college basketball bracket. And we let our fans vote on the top four bracket movies to be screened. And we did that again this year. So we had a list of 16 movies in four genres. We had this year musicals, summer themed, animated, and adventure. And the top four movies are getting screened again in June. So
So
should be a lot of fun.
there was a bracket this past March, and these are the four winners that are going to screen this summer.
Correct.
Okay, cool. And this is the second year you've done that.
Second year,
Okay,
yes.
great, great. Well, that's really cool. So yeah, so it's like, it's not just, a lot of these festivals are, the organizers sitting around being like, oh, this doesn't seem like a fun movie, let's do this. But this is straight from the fans. The listeners
Exactly.
are picking here.
Correct.
All right, cool. Well, then without further ado, let's dive in. So week one is Jumanji, and I know there was a
Yes.
remake, but which one is this? This is the Robin Williams original, right?
Correct. We wanted to go with the throwback original with Robin Williams. And I think a lot of people are into that nostalgia factor this year. It seems like we have a couple of nostalgia picks. And based on the brackets, the winners definitely people are interested in that 1995 hit.
Absolutely. And no offense to The Rock and Kevin Hart. It was a real that was a really fun remake. I recommend that as well. But I still remember seeing the Robin Williams one in theaters. I mean, the Chris Van Allsburg picture book, you'd read it in elementary school, and then all of a sudden this Robin Williams movie comes out with
Exactly.
yeah.
We'll have our purple ambassadors, our staff on site. They'll be wearing safari hats to really round out the theme too. So it'll be fun.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. And then week two, we'll say next Friday, June 9th, another classic from 2001, Shrek. Why'd we go with Shrek?
We went with Shrek. It's kind of a fan favorite of all ages. I think it really appeals to the adults and the kids. We will have kid activities, including face painters and, lawn games, cornhole, giant Jenga, that kind of thing as well. So it should be a fun evening.
Okay, awesome. And then June 16th, the third
Yep.
week is Moana. Why'd we go with Moana? I mean, I love Moana. Some iconic Lin-Manuel Miranda songs, but why'd we pick Moana?
For sure. So last year we had a fan favorite, Mamma Mia, and there was a huge sing-along actually that happened. So we thought this would be of that same beat. And honestly, Moana was a flyaway winner with our polling in March. So should be a lot of fun. We'll have face painters and balloon artists on June 16th. So it should be great.
Absolutely. And at the end, after you get your face painted, you can say, "You're welcome," or "How far I'll go in these puns, I don't know." There's so many puns we could
Exactly.
make in Moana. All right, and then it wraps June 23rd with The Parent Trap. And once again, is this the old Disney one, or is this like the newer 1990s one?
It's the 1990s, or 98 is actually when it came out with Lindsay Lohan, Dennis Quaid, and the late Natasha Richardson. This was in our summer themed movie series category, so we thought it was like that summer camp vibe and fan favorite for sure.
Absolutely. And directed by Nancy Meyers, who was on a bit of a run there. I you know did what
Yes.
was it? Something's Gotta Give, and It's Complicated, and The Holiday, and all those fun Father of the
Her
Bride Part
aesthetic
Two.
is
Right on.
flawless for sure.
Yep, absolutely. All right, cool. Well, that's all for movies. It's going to be a lot of fun. I guess just, well, you mentioned a lot of the games and, sure, and face painting and stuff, but I guess just tell everyone else anything they need to know in terms of like actionable information. Like, did they bring blankets, chairs, food, drink, all that stuff?
So we'll have food trucks on site throughout the series. There's a solid rotation, including kettle corn, ice pops. There's dinner items like a grilled cheese truck, for example. But guests are more than welcome to grab takeout and at any of the local Roslyn restaurants and have a picnic before the movie starts. We also will be having our pub in the park, which is our pop-up beer and wine and sangria for sale. This also includes beer flights from One Family Brewing Company, which is a Virginia-based craft brewery. That will start, the bar portion will start at 5 p.m. and we'll also have non-alcoholic beverages for sale.
Okay, great. So they are allowed to bring blankets and chairs and all that.
Correct.
Is there anything they're not allowed to bring? Like, can you bring pets or what? Is there any
pets are welcome? Well-behaved pets are more than welcome. We love dogs, and there we'll have a water bowl, dog bowl on site for the pups.
Okay, cool. And just remind us the movie screen itself. It's like one of those, you know, like pop up, like. Is it like an inflatable screen, or is it projected onto it, or is it digital, or what is the screen itself?
Correct. It's a large inflatable, and they'll be arriving at 5 p.m. to install. Generally, the showtime begins at sunset, which is one thing to flag. It usually, we need darkness, so that usually needs to be a couple minutes post sunset. So I would say around 8:45. So it is a later evening, but we're trying to keep the fun rolling up until showtime.
Okay, cool. So we can just sort of tell everyone, you know, it begins at 5 if you want to show up, claim a spot, and make sort of a longer night out of it with, you know, food and drinks and all that stuff. But obviously the movies have to wait until sunset. So like 8:45 is a good time.
Probably. Yeah. A lot of guests will come and drop off their chairs and kind of stake their spot and then go grab dinner and then get situated and kind of settle in for the evening. So.
Cool. And just
we'll be ready for them.
Absolutely. And just in closing, you know, what sets this apart from other, there's a lot of outdoor movie screenings around the area, which I love. It's awesome. Sure. That it's like this summer tradition. But like, you know, the backdrop of when you're at Gateway Park, you know, you're looking at you're right near the Potomac and the Key Bridge and Georgetown. And you know what I mean? Is there anything that sort of like sets this one apart in terms of like the backdrop of where you are?
Absolutely. I think it's one of those great spots where you're in the middle of it all. We're just across the river from DC. Parking is generally pretty easy to get in Roslyn, and you can kind of, you're in the middle of a great park and you can see the monuments, the planes overhead. It's kind of a unique experience here in Roslyn.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you joining us again. It's the Roslyn Cinema, all the free outdoor screenings at Gateway Park starting at 5 p.m. Movies around 8:45 once the sun sets. We go Jumanji June 2nd, Shrek June 9th, Moana June 16th, and Parent Trap June 23rd. So everyone head over to, what's the website?
RoslynVA.org.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.